Radio Prague News.
The Czech foreign minister has visited Benghazi for talks with Libya's National Transitional Council. The Czech government has approved another three healthcare reform bills. And the NHL club, the Pittsburgh Penguins, have offered Czech hockey star Jaromír Jágr a one-year contract. Czech Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg visited Benghazi on Wednesday for talks with members of Libya's National Transitional Council in first official meeting with Libyan rebels. Mr. Schwarzenberg also delivered some 2.5 million crowns worth of humanitarian aid destined for a field hospital near the city of Misrata. Upon his return, the foreign minister will also transport a number of children patients from Libya for treatment in Czech hospitals. The Czech government approved on Wednesday another three healthcare reform bills. If passed by parliament and signed into law by the president, the legislation will change the rules for assisted reproduction, sterilization and castration, among other things. It will also overhaul the emergency rescue system and its funding, as well as rules governing the handling of patients' records. The bills are part of a broader healthcare reform that, among other things, introduces standard healthcare covered by public insurance and extra care paid for by the patients themselves. The bulk of the reform bills were approved by the lower house last week. German and Austrian firms operating in the Czech Republic complain about the lack of German-speaking workers, according to a survey by the Czech-German Chamber of Commerce released on Wednesday. A mere 15% out of the 222 companies polled said the availability of Czech workers with a command of the German language was good, while more than a half said it was insufficient. The Czech-German Chamber of Commerce therefore plans to promote the teaching of German in Czech schools. There are some 4,000 German, Austrian and Swiss firms operating in the Czech Republic, providing more than 100,000 jobs. Ticket fares on Prague public transport are set to increase by 6 crowns on the 1st of July, while their validity will be prolonged. Beginning on Friday, the basic ticket will cost 24 crowns, or $1.2. However, it will be valid for 30 minutes and will be also allow the passenger to transfer freely between trams, buses and the metro, which was not possible before. The extended ticket will now cost 32 crowns and will be valid for 90 minutes. The price of the daily pass will increase from 100 to 110 crowns, while monthly, quarterly and yearly passes will cost the same. On Friday, the prices of Prague's park and ride facilities will also double from 10 to 20 crowns per day. The Pittsburgh Penguins have offered Czech hockey veteran Jaromír Jágr a one-year contract to return to the NHL. Pittsburgh general manager Ray Shero said the team had offered a fair price and had been impressed by the Czech star player at this year's World Championships in Slovakia. Jágr, who has played in the Continental Hockey League over the last 3 years, is expected to reach a decision soon. Jágr began his NHL career with Pittsburgh 20 years ago and won back-to-back Stanley Cups. The Detroit Red Wings have also expressed an interest in acquiring Jágr, while at one point a potential move to Montreal was also highlighted in the media. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The next few days will be mostly overcast with rain and storms. Daytime highs should range between 22 and 26 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter and it's the end of the news.